Welcome to our theory on Five Nights at Freddy's 2 party and Five Nights at Freddy's 4 party and how they relate. So, as you can see up on screen, I have put in Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Phone Guy mentions in one of the recorded messages, "Welcome to your new summer job." But when you get the paycheck at the end in November, I looked everywhere, there's no summer in November, which means all these messages are for the guy right there before you. So, Taylor, you want to read the next part? But,
and then in Five Nights at Freddy's 4, it says that 5 days until the party, and at the party, the kid gets bit. So we know that Five Nights at Freddy's 4 is in 1987, which was the bite of 87. And Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is also in 1987.
Yes.
So that means the party in Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is the one where the kid gets bit. Does this all mean that Fredbear and
Golden Freddy, are the same?
Are the same character?
Because that's probably that's a good reason why.
See him in the hallucinations.
Yes. And also, that would also explain the marionette, because after the kid dies, then after the summer to November, he could have become the puppet and then start roaming.
In Five Nights at Freddy's 2, he's in the minigames, isn't he? That kid's always crying at the side when, like, in that one where you've got to help give the kids presents.
This is also like a podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The guy's at the top and Papa Guy kills him.
You know when Fredbear Plush, that's what I call him, he said, "I'll put you back together." Maybe he means put you back together as
the puppet. Yeah, because he's always like outside the minigame crying because you have to bring cake to him, don't you?
Yeah. Or is that him, though? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, because you play as the marionette, don't you, in that give cake. But anyway, there was one more thing. In Five Nights at Freddy's 2 happened before Five Nights at Freddy's 1. And in Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Phone Guy mentions that the characters from the first game had their previous location before Five Nights at Freddy's 2, which means they've actually, that could be like a whole nother game.
I still reckon they haven't made the first game.
Yeah.
I think there's a blank space where the first game has to go.
I think the one where the characters first came from, like you're on about here, I think that was, there wasn't any like paranormal stuff, so it would have just been a night guard doing his normal thing. So that's probably why Scott wouldn't bother making a game of it. But hey, that's just a theory.
But I still reckon there's going to be one more game because
I kind of ended it and then you were just like,
because like Scott has named his games Five Nights at Freddy's, so he's got to make one more game.
But as you can remember on with the box, that all you stupid people out there who don't believe in certain things, they don't believe all the theories that we throw out there, they're like, nope, there'll be a million of games. Scott will never quit his job, either. We're going to make thousands of more.
Yeah, he'll find a woman that will make him have kids and stop doing his job.
He has had kids.
Oh, yeah,
that douchebag.
Oh, yeah.
You do got mugged.
I'm surprised he's doing it then, because his wife's probably a bitch. Sorry, Scott.
No, I laugh if she actually made the entire game and Scott's just there like, yep, I made this.
I made it. I'll just put my name on it. Why not?
Yeah. I really wish that he would just let us see the pieces, and then for the people who
they
can't
were saying, they were saying that I saw a theory video that was the purple guy is Scott. Scott is the purple guy.
Yeah, no.
Because the purple guy is a dad. Because
yeah, no. This is also why I think purple guy killed the kid. Because I think Phone Guy is the killer. Because it's got to be someone that we know really
it's
well.
It would have been someone that slap bang there in front of you the whole all of the games.
Yeah, so it's obviously Phone Guy because he's been there from the start.
That message where he dies, I don't reckon it's him that dies.
No, I think that was the souls banging on the door, and he sounds really terrified, which is why Phone Guy then ran into the suit, and the rain from the ceiling from the bad condition then. Right, well, we got interrupted. Anyway. So, yeah, we think, yeah, so that's pretty much why. Yeah, I know. I did that on purpose. So, anyway.
You were saying from the bad conditions.
Yeah, so I think Phone Guy killed the kids. I think the kids that he killed were the bullies. And I think that his son was bullied and then killed, and he got really, really annoyed with the bullies, and he wanted revenge, and he wanted the place shut down, and he wanted everything to go downhill. So he did his research, he planned it all out, he killed the bullies, because the bullies didn't actually want the kid to die, did they? They were just messing about being douchebags like
but
they always
one
do.
Of the bullies is his older brother. The kid's older brother in Final Fantasy.
See, I think...
So that's because it says, when you get taken to the diner, it says, oh, he left you here because he knows you hate it, which implying that it's his dad, which is the only person that would have had access to the place after hours would
can,
be someone
can I just say
like,
something? You know,
security.
You know, Phone Guy says in the second game that he doesn't like the marionette, which is his son, and then he loves Foxy. Think about it. His dad in the game wears a Foxy mask.
No, his brother does.
No, I think it's his dad that likes the Foxy mask, because Phone Guy loves Foxy. And then he also smiles in the minigame when Foxy runs by. And then I think the reason why he doesn't like the marionette, his son, is because he doesn't want to see his son in that state. And that's... And I think that minigame where he doesn't drive over and kill his son and then drive off, I think that shows that he drove over and then left him. And the kid's probably thinking, why did my dad leave me when I needed him?
In Five Nights at Freddy's 4... When he leaves them at the diner, that might have been what it was.
Yeah.
Because he leaves
and then
there.
The kid's there, and he's crying, and he feels dead inside.
Well, in that case, if that's true, Scott would have known the storyline for Final Fantasy Freddy's 4.
I think, no, he knows the story. He probably wrote it out last year, and then just started planning it out. But I think the story is all going to fit together in the movie, so I can't wait for that.
Saying that, yeah, there's the movie... There's the DLCs that haven't been out yet.
Yeah, I think
Halloween
that
they get released.
He actually mentioned what would be in the DLC, and it's just like mini games and other little pieces.
There's one more night that gets released.
Yeah, what night nine I think it is.
Yeah.
The box is us, and it's basically the people who can't accept it. I just want him to reveal the story.
Saying that,
I've been looking and researching this for, like, years now, and I just... let me say something. Right, okay. I've been waiting a year to work out this story, and he says that he was so close to revealing it, but these douchebags on the internet took it away from me, and I've been waiting a bloody year.
How have they taken it away from me?
Because they don't believe everything that Scott says.
Oh, so he was close to revealing that.
Yes.
And then people made theories and that, and then he was like, ah, fuck it.
No, because he was gonna release it, but he was afraid that everyone wouldn't believe him and be like, no, he's gonna make more, no, he's lying, everyone ignore him. He didn't want that. So he said, just forget the story, just keep theorying. Bye. So screw you people, you ruined my life!
But
subscribe!
he's saying that. Just to throw them off and make them forget about it. He'll wait for everyone to forget about the game.
See, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, no, he'll forget. He'll wait for everyone to forget about the game and then he'll drop another game.
I think he should do this thing like an automatic email. So like if someone emails him like #story, then he'll just automatically send you the story. But then for the people who don't want to believe that, then they just don't get the email.
Screw themselves.
Yeah, just go and sit on a big black... Moving on!
I just want to know what's in that box.
The pieces of the story. Look, everyone was looking in and he said that everything he put in Five Nights at Freddy's 4 was done for a reason. So why was Fredbear's on the flowers? And I don't think that he was in the hospital because I think it goes... He has a nightmare, then... The minigame is in the day, and then it goes night, day, night, day. I don't think he's in the hospital. I think he's just having bad dreams of what he's afraid of ending up in. Because then, think about it, when...
Because you fear
Fredbear, don't you? You fear Fredbear in Night 5, and then when you complete it, the minigame at the end is that he bites you.
He's not having nightmares of what would happen, because dreams and nightmares are your brain moving memories around. So if anything, it would be him having nightmares of when he went to hospital after the bite of 87.
Yeah, but the thing is, MatPat, the game theorist, he did this theory on what would happen if you lost the frontal lobe.
Yeah, and you don't,
You don't have fear. So I think that it goes night, day, night, day, night, day. Then he got really scared of Golden Freddy. And then the bite happened. And then Fredbear plush. Well, that's what I call him because he's like Fredbear. I think that he puts him together as the puppet, and then, yeah, and then the puppet, the kid who died by the bullies forgives the bullies, brings them back to life to get his dad, because his dad should not have gotten revenge on the kids' killers.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm thinking into this so deeply. That's probably a good note to stop. But that was just a theory.
The thing is, though, with...
Imagine if, like, Scott actually sent us the story and we just read it out and they did it.
But with... This could be the longest thing. I know, but with, like, the whole brain thing, I reckon what Scott did was make this whole thing about him having...
Run.